Do you want to know why you need to have Isak Bonga on your team this week? Why you should definitely stay away from Coach Golmaz? And, according to our special guest, why you don't want Walter Tavares on your team this week? You'll find out very soon on this week's episode of the EuroLeague Fantasy Challenge Podcast. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a special edition of the podcast. Why is it special? This week, we have the Eastern Mediterranean edition. We miss Javi Cacero, who can't be with us, but we have a special guest. Vasiliki, you're back with us, and tell us where a special guest is.
Okay, everybody knows him because he was with us a couple of times last season, and because he answers all your questions on a weekly basis, it's no other than Arale. Arale, welcome back. How are you?
Hi, nice to meet you. Nice to see you. What's going on?
All good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm a little afraid of this episode because I had a great start for the season and I know exactly what's going to happen from now on. So
this is the big question. Are you here to come down to our level or to bring us up to your level?
Definitely I'm going to come down because you're going to jinx me. And I was looking for some garlic here at home, but I didn't find one. So I'm pretty lost.
I thought that was a Greek thing, but apparently it stands for Israel as well. But don't say to people that it's bad luck to listen to our advice. You're ruining the whole concept.
I think eventually you need to stick to your instincts. Even if it doesn't make sense, go with it. And if you fall down, okay, you say, okay, maybe it was only a stomach. But it's more fun like that, other than, you know, looking for some stats and matchups, which are very important, but eventually your instincts will lead you the right way.
For the record, I just want to say my advice always makes sense.
For the record.
All right, well, why don't we jump into it? First, let's go back and look at what happened last week.
Yeah, so last week we had a very, very surprising win of Maccabi against Real Madrid with that crazy three-pointer of Tamir Blatt at the end. But for me personally, it was a bad game. I went with Eddie Tavares. I promised myself every time for the last, I don't know, couple of years not to touch him, even if he's a PIR machine and everything. But you know, with Real system, he seems too slow with his feet. He doesn't get the passes. He gets into foul trouble. But when you play Maccabi after those big games of Milutinov and the others, you say, okay, I have to take the center. And he finished with a three. And then came the ACB game yesterday, and he made 39. But especially after that 39, I'm not touching him anymore. So that's it for me.
Well, we will get to who we should have as our centers. But first, Vasiliki, why don't you tell us about who the big winner was in the private league last week?
Yeah, okay. This time it's not from Greece. So I hope I don't mispronounce completely the name. The winner is from Lithuania. And the first name is easy because it's Sarunas. And we all know that pretty well. But the last name is a little bit tricky. So congratulations to Sarunas Jasisneipus. I hope I didn't butcher it completely. Congratulations anyways.
224 points.
Yes. Wow. Scores that I couldn't even dream of.
Yeah, so we salute you. So there's a lot to digest from last week's games and not just over the weekend, a lot of injury news which will affect this week. And I think we should start with Partizan, which already had some injury problems. Now it seems that Jabari Parker hurt his finger last night, and it sounds like he could miss the next few games. It's not official yet, but that's what it appears to be. And also Pukuvesky got hurt and has been, he had a shoulder injury, got hit in the head. He had to leave the game. Partizan is shorthanded this week. What do you guys make of that?
I love taking players from short rotated teams. That's why I took Parker and Dwayne Washington last week. It didn't come out very well, but in the long run, it should help you. Now it became even shorter. So I'm considering switching my coach to Itudis against Partizan because they are really, really, really short. But the players that they have look like bargains one after the other.
Yeah, so that's why I'm telling you, buy Bonga. But also, already last week, I didn't say in the episode, but it became clear after, and I did put it out on social media before the round started. Washington, I think that for the value, you should have Washington. He didn't have a huge week last week, but now even more, the ball will be in his hands. He can do more things, and he's not expensive. So I think everyone should be considering Washington at least. All right, Vasiliki, now. You reported yesterday that Kendrick Nunn did not play in the domestic league because of an injury. Also, Wancho sat out the game. So give us the Panathinaikos update.
Yeah, there's a lot of doubts and a lot of absences lately for Panathinaikos. Before they played against Virtus last week, we found out that both Juancho Gomez and Nikos Rogavopoulos were dealing with sprained ankles. None of them played in the domestic league on Sunday. Neither did Rishon Holmes nor Kendrick Nunn. A lot of concerns, but unfortunately, Ergin Ataman didn't have an update after the game, so we will have to wait until Monday's practice, which hasn't happened as of time we record. I don't know, it's a little bit of a tricky situation. I wouldn't go necessarily for these players, and Nan is coming from two bad games. So if there's also an injury issue, even if he plays, I wouldn't be 100% comfortable getting him on my team, given his price. But you already know that Kendrick Nan can like do like this and have 30 PAR. And you regret that you didn't have him on your team, but I don't know. It's a bit of a tricky situation right now.
Yeah, I think that's where we're looking at on a lot of teams, a lot of situations. Another situation was a bit tricky is going to be Jordan Nwora, who a lot of people had as their captain last week. He's got a also an injury, and he's a I'm hearing a game time decision. We don't really know. He might miss the first game, playing the second game, might miss both games, might play both games. We just don't know. But also I believe 13.3 credits, an expensive player to have in your lineup if he doesn't play.
Yeah, we'll have to wait for the first game, I think, because Saša Obradović says it's day by day and we don't know yet, but the Serbian media are reporting that he might miss both games of the double week, so it's in a bit of unknown right now. So if someone really wants to have Nwora on their team, they have to wait for the very last second before they make their changes.
And if he doesn't play, who do you like?
From Red Star, I would go with Moneke.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't play, I'm not asking who you like on Partizan.
Okay, I think that the clear option is Moneke.
right. We will see. We will see. Another injury spot that we need to address is Žalgiris, which is going to be without their point guard, Nigel Williams-Goss, for some time. He's going to miss some time. Personally, that's caused me to take a deep look at Modo Lo. What do you guys think?
Yes, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but take a good look at him because he missed the domestic league game, and I read in the Lithuanian media that he felt some pain, so we have to keep track of that. And if he's also out, then Žalgiris is in a big problem, and that's good news fantasy-wise for Sylvain Francisco, who started the season very well, then went a few steps back. But I like Francisco in this double week. We have to see what's going on with Williams Goss and especially Modo Lo because the rotation will be very short.
So that's an interesting take because Francisco is not a cheap player, a 14.4, if memory serves. And for that price, if he's double teamed, he may not be able to put the numbers, right? You do need you every Batman needs their Robin. So I don't know that when I see a team which is so saddled by injuries, I have to wonder if the superstar can put up those kind of numbers. Personally, that would be something I would be nervous. Maybe I would consider somebody else on the Žalgiris bench who doesn't play as much and will get minutes. But to go all in on Francisco, it's risky. Could pay off, but I'm not the risk taker here.
Yeah, it's risky, especially with Francisco's play style. I mean, if you look at Cody Miller-McIntyre playing without all the injured players in Zvezda, then you have to like him because, you know, he delivers assists and he's doing some other things other than shooting. Francisco, yes, he might end up with a 30 PIR. I checked last season, the first game the Žalgiris had after Lonnie Walker left and before Wong came, he had 31. But it's Francisco. He can end up easily with a Dwayne Washington game like he did last week against Paris with 16 points and 6 PIR. But eventually, those players who have to take the lead, they have to take the game on themselves, they will be okay.
So for me, and this has been some part of my question with having a guy like Nunn on my roster also, I can't bring myself to pay 14, 15, 16 credits for a guy who there's a question about. I want to know if I'm spending that kind of price, I'm getting my Vezenkov like consistency, and I'd be nervous about Francisco. But and I think what's going to make this whole week is a challenge is all these things are question marks. We don't know about the status of Lowe. We don't know the status of Nwora. We don't set up of Nunn. Niang from Virtus, who was ill and missed a domestic game yesterday. All these things, every serious player is going to be piecing their roster together on Tuesday afternoon, and that's what makes this tricky. So we're just trying to analyze the different things and see what we could learn. Speaking of, what did we learn from last week? I'll tell you one thing that I learned, which I was surprised by. Apparently, Nando DeColo is 26 years old.
He's having a great season, like amazing season. I like it's unbelievable. I think, at this age, but maybe because he said it's probably his last season as a pro, he's making the most out of it, and he has been very comfortable in Aspen. He has been there for years. He knows the system. It's his team, so maybe it's not that surprising. We should have seen that coming.
I don't know. This is not the style of the type of play, the quality of play I'd expect from somebody who's this is his last season. Maybe a couple games like that, but he's been super consistent. Yeah, it's hard to imagine that we should all go out and buy Nando DeColo, but he has the track record. He's playing right now great. He's got the role, he's got the confidence. It's an interesting situation. What
Yeah,
else did you guys? Yeah, go.
he's the ultimate fantasy player for so many years, and you're looking at his stats, you're looking at his role. There's no reason not to take him, and yet I'm always concerned that especially in double weeks, you're gonna find him resting in the first game or the second game. Suddenly he doesn't play, so that's the only thing that prevents me from taking him.
So another thing we might have learned, I think we knew it already, but there was some confirmation, is Lonnie Walker the best streak scorer or shooter in the league?
It's your guy. You should tell us.
He did this last year against Real Madrid also, where he scored, I believe, 19 in the first half, and then he had a very quiet second half. This time it was 20 in the second quarter alone. I don't want to say it was a quiet second half this time because he still played significant minutes and his presence created for other people. But the shooting ability that was there, 5 for 5 from deep in the first half, including a buzzer beater, and then all of a sudden the second half he missed some makeable shots. There's I don't think that there's another player who's as streaky as Lonnie is right now.
My friends call him Lonnie First Half Walker because he did that in Žalgiris too. He had some enormous first halves and then he disappeared in the second half. But I have to say, watching Maccabi's game against Real, he didn't score much the second half. I think he had 1 of 7 field goals, but he didn't force himself. He gave some
That's right.
passes, and that's why his PIR didn't really drop down in those minutes. So yes, especially in those kind of games, he's going to play. I hope he's going to play against Kendrick Nunn, who's like a role model for him. And then Maccabi has Zvezda on Thursday, so I think it might be a good week for Lonnie.
If you could just take Lonnie's first half and Jeff Dalton's fourth quarter, you'd have a hell of a player.
Thank God Maccabi has both of these players in their roster. We can't do that in
We can't
fantasy,
do
but
that.
Maccabi can do it and win games.
Is the best value at center right now Donatas
Yes.
Yeah, move on.
Yes. Next question. What's the next question?
I just need to add to that. If it's anybody who does not have Motiejunas on your team, if you take a deep look at the stats, which I know Arla says, trust your gut and don't look at the stats. But if you do, the team that gives up the most or has given up the most points, fantasy points to centers this season is Baskonia. And would you like to guess who Zvezda is playing this week?
Nah.
No, the second game.
Is it the second game?
Well, I think Dubai is
Maybe it is the
playing
second game.
Baskonia.
You're
Yeah,
right. Okay.
Dubai plays
Yeah.
Baskonia
But still,
first.
okay. Still, yeah, we should all have motivos. All right, I guess unless you guys have anything to add about what you learned last week, it's time to move on to this coming round.
Yeah, let's go.
So, of this week's rounds, this week's games, it's a two-round week. Which games are you most excited to see?
I'm really looking forward to seeing Monaco play the two Greek teams. First here in Greece against Olympiacos, so then at home against Panathinaikos. I think these will be some interesting matchups. Neither Monaco nor Panathinaikos more than Olympiacos right now are very looking what they can be this season. I think they're playing below their standards right now. So it's interesting because when you play against teams that you think they're going to be your rivals for the Final Four or in the playoffs, you have a little bit of extra motive. And I think this is going to help us have a better look at their teams.
Harley, you have a game that you're looking forward to?
I'm going to surprise you. I'm going with Baskonia, Dubai, and specifically Baskonia playing three games at home now in a row. After Dubai, they have Efes, and then next week they have Virtus Bologna, and I think they're going to win at least one of those three games. I don't know which one and when, but it's about time for them to win something. With all the injuries, with all the problems with the coach staying or not, I don't know. They're going to win at least one of these three games, and I'm looking forward to see which one.
They have 2 wins in 10 games
Yeah.
across EuroLeague in the Spanish League right now.
So one game that there's two games I want to point out that I want to point to. The one is the Žalgiriskens versus Virtus Bologna, which is the very first game, which tips everything off on Tuesday night. I don't know what to make of these teams. I don't think we expect the results they've had. They also have some mild injury concerns, or maybe not so mild. And I'm curious to see how it shakes out. Whichever team wins is already quite high in this. Žalgiris is already fourth. Virtus is sixth. I guess the same record. One of them is going to be at least tied for second, maybe tied for first. So that's a very interesting game that I'm curious about. Another one is the Zvezda-Asvel game. And I had a mistake in my notes and just what I wrote, not in my facts. It's actually not Baskonia, which is giving the most points to centers. It's obviously Asvel, which is why I wrote that down. I don't know why I said Baskonia before, but that's why you need to have Motiejunas, because Asvel's given up the most points to centers, and that is who Zvezda with Motiejunas is playing this week. It's also because, as we've said, a two-round week, there's a lot of strategy that comes into play. Is there anything that you've noted about the two-round week that's important to building your team, Arla?
Yes, this time we have only two games on tier two on Wednesday. And then you have to make a decision, strategic decision, whether you're going to take the players you like most or the best team you can build, or you want to balance with some options in the second tier. In the team that I'm going to present in a few moments, I went with the balance, but I'm not sure that I'm going to stay with it because, and obviously, everything depends on the injuries and who's in and who's out. But it's quite a difficult decision.
So I agree it can be tricky, but given that Olympiakos is one of the Wednesday games and so is Hapoel, you can then pick off some stars from those teams and have some real nice options for turn two and then build the rest of your team around turn one. And I think it works nicely. Some things that I just think everybody should have in the back of their mind building their teams, there are surprisingly five teams, a full quarter of the league is playing both games at home this week. Those five teams are Olympiacos, Žalgiris, Bayern, Baskonia, and Valencia. Five teams playing both games on the road. Those are Fenerbahce, Efes, Dubai, Virtus, and Asvel. And there are only two teams that will play on Friday after playing on Tuesday, giving them, well, there's four actually, but there's only two that will have an extra day of rest as opposed to their teams, meaning they play Tuesday and then play Friday against team play Wednesday so that day could be meaningful. Those teams are Barcelona and Panathinaikos. That day could be actually very important for Panathinaikos if they have players who are coming back from injury or playing who are not 100%. So those are all things to keep in your mind, not just for now for round seven, but also when you piece together your teams on Wednesday night slash Thursday morning when you look ahead to round eight. Vasiliki, any comments on that?
I'm thinking about the last time that a team had an extra day off. That was Efes. They played on Tuesday, and then they welcomed on Tuesday against Olympiacos, and then they welcomed Panathinaikos on Friday. But still, Panathinaikos managed to get a very comfortable win. So sometimes, like, these facts in our minds play a big part, but in the end, they don't have, they end up mattering that much. So
No,
okay.
they're all tiebreakers. I mean, none of these
Yeah.
facts are going to turn me into Vasenkov, right? It's all
True, true, true.
it's just a, but if you do have a player, or in we it's this is not the case, but were you to be looking at, let's say, a DeColo type of player, an extra day of rest is a big difference, between playing Tuesday and Friday or Tuesday and Thursday. That can help. Travel is also something to look at. My colleague Igor Pinovich had written a story about Dubai's
Dubai.
travel. Yeah,
Yeah.
how much they're traveling in not just these games, but also in some of their ABA League games, and what toll that could take. I know Arlo and I saw it. We've seen it the last couple of years with Maccabi and all the travel, and also with Hapoel. So those are things to take into consideration. You have to take it all, and then you make the best choices. Of course, the players play on the court, but how prepared are they coming? How tired are they coming? It's relevant. And speaking of how the players play on the court, there's also, if you're a collector, there's Panini trading cards. And this week is the last time we'll mention it. This week is the end of the promotion where you can win a box of Panini trading cards. I believe here you'll see the QR code where you can scan and enter to win a full box of 2024-2025 Turkish Airlines ULA Panini Donruss training cards. Scan, follow the rules, enter. I have almost 90 entries, which is clear, almost the max, and I hope I get to win. I'm sure that Arlen and Vasiliki have been doing this also, and we will announce the winner on next week's episode.
Imagine if you are the winner and you announce yourself.
Can I just announce myself as the winner, even if I'm not?
No, I'm
No,
sorry.
I
That can't
think
happen.
I think Vasiliki will announce you if you win.
Yes,
Just
we
win a
will do
quiz.
something about that.
Yes. All right. And so now it's time to look at our teams for this coming week. What are our trades? Vasiliki, would you like to unveil your team?
Absolutely. Well, yes, I think that Mote Yunus is a key player to have right now, so I decided to sacrifice Dano Turiu, even though he has been providing really good scores for my team lately. So that's one of my trades. Also, I thank Tarik Biberovic because he didn't disappoint me in the Turkish Derby. He wasn't great, but he was pretty good, so I'm happy with that. But I'm taking Joel Parra in his position because right now he seems to have a pretty good role in Barcelona. Juan Marcos is out. That was a bit of a gamble that didn't pay off so well. So I'm going to Herrera from Paris, who's also giving some scores that nobody really expected. Last but not least, another of my favorites, Matt Strazel is out and Wade Baldwin is in because he's hot. And I needed someone from the championship team.
All right, Veselik, are we friends?
Yes, we are. Why?
Because you dump your friends all the time, and this concerns me. Tariq, thanks. You played well. You're out of here. Mats Rezar, you're a
No.
great guy. I'm done with you. Like, where is the show some love?
I'm not done with them. I will get them back on my team like I always do, but I need to have a strategy and get the hot guys to increase my team value. Now I have 107.3 credits.
Listen, you're outscoring me, so I have to be able to honor what you're doing and to respect it. I will say one thing which would concern me is that by trading Oturu, you're giving away a turn two starter,
Yes.
and that is something that would make me nervous in this specific week where I don't want to have too much on turn one and not have the ability to correct it on turn two.
Yeah, but I still have Vezenkov for turn two, which will be a key point, and I didn't want to sacrifice neither Sasa nor Nadir Hiffy, who I got last week and was great. So I needed to earn some credit from someone that was sort of a superstar, and unfortunately, Oturu had to pay the price.
All right, we will see. But again, Vasiliki, 160 points last week, 902 for the season. You're doing pretty good. So I will reserve my criticism at least until next
Okay,
week.
until next week. Okay.
Arla, who had last week with his best team at least 183 points and 1,103 for the season, so he's actually absolutely killing it. Is this the team that you're going to be revealing now?
Yes.
Okay.
The changes were made for me. About Tavares, I already told you. Nuor and Parker are injured, and Atamana, I had him at four credits because he had a great LNB game against Monaco, and I was sure he's gonna play. He played, but he didn't do anything. So I want to upgrade this position. I'm going to buy Milutinov because Olympiacos is going for, I think, four home games in a row. I think that's a great situation for him, and also he plays on turn two. Luau Cabarrot, as long as Baskonia is so short rotated, is going to do a lot. He did a lot before, and he has to do it now also. Cody Miller-McIntyre, when you play open court and you play fast, he can become a legend. He tends to have difficulties when you play slow. I think those two games of Zvezda against Asvel against Maccabi, I think it's a good situation for him, especially if Nuora is out. And Butkevicius at home has been a monster lately, so I'm bringing him. If he, of course, I'm keeping him. He was one of the key factors for my success so far. But I have to admit, I'm not so sure about him. Against those big guards of FS who can defend like Dozier, like Weiler-Babb, I'm a little bit concerned, but I'm going with him all the way.
All right, it's again. This, I mean, you've outscored me. It's a very strong team. I look at Smits in the sixth man and wonder if now Kai Jones is back and they're going to be a little bit stronger. Is that a player that you want to have or not? Is he just a leftover from last week?
Leftover, yeah, for sure.
Okay,
Yeah.
these are things that happen in the fantasy challenge.
A lot of people go by Smits because FS was out of bigs, but then we knew that Ersan Osmani will be gone for 3 weeks, and then not even a week later, she's back. And that Smith's trade didn't pay off very well for the fantasy managers, but it's okay. You never
I would
know.
say that the main currency I'm always looking for is minutes. And he did get 25 plus minutes last week because Kai Jones was out. He didn't put that production, but the opportunity was there. But yeah, the opportunity is dwindling. And if you can get rid of Schmitz, but when you look at your team, if you have four or five moves that you have to make, if you have five, you can't make them all. So then Schmitz remains as your sixth man. Before I talk about my team, I just want to say, Javi, we miss you. I wish you were here so I could point out that you had a very subpar last week, and you're ranked last among us. So we
Such a
can't
good
wait.
friend. You're such a good friend.
We can't wait to have you back. All right, here are the moves I am making this week. At guard, I am saying goodbye to Marcos, which I believe that from Barcelona, which Vasiliki also did, and
Yes.
Timur Blatt, to bring in Modo Lo, who, as Arlo already pointed out, as a question mark, and Aaron Lakic from Partizan, who I think will end up with some more minutes with everything that's going on there. Someone's got to play, and for four credits, it's worth the gamble. At forward, I am not going to wait around for Nuara with the injury, and I wanted a guy who I can trust, a superstar, Filip Petrušev, and guess what? Do you know which team is giving up the most points to forwards this season? It's Baskonia. Yes.
Baskonia.
Yes.
And this time you got it right.
This time I got it right. But Aspel's giving the most points to centers. Those are my two notes. I just read it wrong before. But yeah, so I wanted to have I Nuora was that guy. I felt great about him. The second year jump, he's been outstanding. His role is great. Last week we discussed whether it should be him or Chima Moneke. I had Nuara as my captain, and I'm very pleased that I did. And not that Moneke had a bad game, but Nuara is cheaper and outstanding. But Injuries, what can you do? So I had a go of him, and I wanted somebody playing Tuesday who I could put into that role, who I knew I could is consistent, is a team leader, is going to put up a lot of points. So I went Bertuzzo. And because of those injuries, I decided I cannot stay with Sasha Obradovic as my head coach. Just too many questions around Zvezda with the injuries, especially if, you know, any injury can throw off a team. It's a home game against Azvil, but Azvil just comes off a great game. So I'm making a switcheroo at coach also and bringing in Coach Itudis. Hapoel is in first place, so it's hard to criticize them. And they're playing Partizan, which, as we've mentioned several times here, is quite banged up. So that is how my team is going to look. And I'm quite pleased that I have three strong options to go on Wednesday for turn two, which is Vazenkov, Oturu, and Washington if needed. So now I'm waiting. I'm ready for the feedback. What don't you like about my 11 superstars?
Maodolo. I'm a little bit jealous, I have to admit. And I think I might copy some of your moves. I'm also a bit concerned about Sasha Obradovic with all those injuries. And as I mentioned before, a 2-dis might be a shining option. But a 2-dis against Jelico, with all that history, yeah. a little bit tricky.
Last week, she managed to get the win against Panoulis, though.
Yeah. So, you know, he's in a Kill Bill journey. The only thing I'm missing in your team is Kabengele. I mean, he's being super dominant. He's been amazing. And, you know, it's Baskonia eventually. I miss him a little bit.
I love him, but I haven't felt that comfortable with the value to spend the money right there. And right now I do like Oturu as the turn two player. There is a Dubai player who, if I end up having to remake my team on Tuesday, who I like a lot, and I think people should have a look at for a cheap player, which is Costa Kondic, 5.8 or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. And he's been playing more lately, a very talented player, young player, not young, yes, as a 17 or 18, but he's still in his early 20s, still coming out. And I think for that price, he may be about to take a bigger role on the team. He was a player who I'd have liked to have squeezed in there, but it was just too tricky. But if I end up again having to, you know, make all these moves because of injuries, or if Lo is out, if Niang is out, and I rebuild, he could very well be a player who I bring in. So now we need to talk about who are our captains for this week. Arlo, would you like the honor of going first?
Sure. I'm going with CMM, Cody Miller-McIntyre. I'm going to take him only if Nuora is out. And if that happens, then Cody has to take all the loads in Zvezda's offense, playing at home, feeling comfortable. Coach gives him the keys. Nothing not to like there.
Vasiliki?
No, we need to hear turn two option.
Turn two, you're right.
Ah, oh, Vesenkov. Oh, man, come on.
We don't even have to say it anymore.
Yeah,
it's a no-brainer.
It's a feature, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, every week on the Euroleague TV broadcast, they put up there the number of you know, the percentage of captains. This week, with the way the Wednesday games are going, it's got to be darn near 100%, right? Everyone who's turned one captain didn't give them at least a 25. They're just going to go right to Vesenkov.
It's going to be higher than his 2% I mean.
Okay. Yes, I will go. Yes. Nadir Hifi. Now, Frankie, is the time that I brag about my choice from last week. That I got Nadir Hifi, and you were trying to talk me out of it.
Was saying that?
Yes. You said that the last time I got rid of someone to get someone else, like the extra points, I didn't do so well. Now?
Yes. Such a good friend. Such a good friend, Frankie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was just watching out for you. That's all. But it did work out this time. So you're 1-for-2.
Yes. It's okay. I managed to get up my percentage, so I'm happy with that. Hifi is on a roll. It's obvious that he has the keys of the Paris team. He starts the games pretty strong, but he's not only scoring, he's also providing assists, and that helps his PIR. That's why I like him. And for turn two, if he is under 25, which I doubt, it will happen. I have the one and only Sasha Vazenkov. No introductions needed. We can move on.
So I had played around with the possibility of having Hifi on my team. And the one of the reasons I moved, because it's, you know, Paris plays at a high pace and there's lots of opportunity. And as you said, he's doing more things. The one thing that made me nervous was a guy by the name of Courtenay. And if they decide to put him on Hifi, what will that mean for Hifi? And I just thought it wasn't worth the risk, even if it's a small risk. Again, I don't like to risk with players that are expensive. That's why he's not on my roster at all. But Vasiliki, for your sake, I hope he does well this time.
Thank you very much. I hope to.
And if he doesn't, I'll say I told you so.
I'm pretty sure about that. No doubts there.
So I don't know if I could have been more clear before, but my captain for turn one will be Filip Petrušev. I think it's a great matchup. I think he's been red hot. Yeah, he's the carrying the team. 14 point something credits is a little pricier than I like to have for a second player in my team normally, but this time it works out. My other most expensive players are playing turn two, so I got Petrušev. He gives me the 25 plus, great. If not, then I have Vazenkov on my bench, not on my bench, but waiting in the wings to be my turn two captain. So I'm pretty excited about how it's shaping up this week.
Now coaches.
Now coaches. No, looks amazing.
Vasiliki, I think you should go first here.
Yeah. You're waiting on the corner to jump on me again. But I hope that Jurica Golemas will prove me right this time. And I need to not have a negative score from my head coach once in this game, this season, so I can come closer to the 200 mark with my fantasy points. And I really hope that Dubai is going to help me do that this time. Last week, I still had Golemats on my team. They lost. I had the -5 from my coach, which is very different than having a +10 or a +20, which I hope will be the case this time. So I'm really hoping that Dubai can get that win against Bosconia. So yes, that's it.
Again, I don't believe in jinxes. But if Dubai loses this game, I may have to start believing in jinxes.
Yes, you do. You do. And I have to start believing I'm doomed with my coaches for the rest of the season.
What is your record with coaches this season?
I think I only got it right once or twice in six games.
This is shockingly bad. Yeah. I mean,
it is.
You can coach Vasconia with that record.
Yes, I could. No offense to coach Galbiati. It's not entirely his fault. Like a lot of injuries, tricky situations. So yeah,
we will see. But it, in your case, it's only your fault.
Yes, that's 100% on me. 100% on me. I own up my mistakes.
Well, all I can say to all the people watching, you've heard what her losing streak is, and Coach Golemat, I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah, for sure. I have a rule. I'm not taking coaches on road games, and that's why Vasiliki, you still have a few more hours to change your mind. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be a difficult game for Dubai. Maybe they're going to end up winning. I'm not saying not. They don't, but it's very tricky. So think about it.
Okay, I will think about it. What about you, Arlef? Who's your coach?
As I said, I'm going with like everyone. Everyone last week went with Sasha Obradovic, and it went out very, very well. With those kind of injuries, now Nuora possibly being out, it might be one injury too much. But for now, I'm going with him. They play at home. They are in great momentum. The opponent, Asvel, is coming off a W, so maybe they'll be more relaxed. But yes, I'm having some second thoughts. For now, I'm with Sasha.
The first thing I do every week when I look at my team is look at coach. Am I comfortable with the coach? And if I'm not, how can I be more comfortable, no matter the price? Because the difference is, it's not just what you gain, but it's also what you don't lose, right? That you have to factor that in. The difference between a -5 and a +20 is just astounding when you
Yeah.
win the final
Yeah,
spot.
it's the most important position.
It is. And I think people often look for who is the cheapest coach who I can get or the cheapest coach who might win. I will take the most expensive coach who I know will win. So in this week, again, I had Obradovich, I had Sasha Obradovich, I have to say which Obradovich now, right? I had
Yes.
Sasha Obradovich. You can't even see the Obradovich from Belgrade. I had Sasha Obradovich, and the injuries caused me concern. And Partizan is banged up and Apoel's in first place, and it all fits together to go with Etudis. If we take an Etudis every week this year, we'd be 5-1. So yeah, that's the move I'm making. I'm not even thinking it around from now because the injuries are affecting so much that I'll revisit this on Thursday night. I believe Apoel plays at Olympiakos at
Yes.
the in round eight.
Nice.
That may I may not I may have to move on from Etudis after the one game, but I think that's the best bet right now for this round.
Yeah, if Kendrick Nunn and Juancho and those guys are going to play, I might end up going with Ataman. Panathinaikos coming back home after a loss, Maccabi after a win. I think it's a good situation for the Greeks, but we have to see the injury status before.
I'll just say, after seeing them lose last week to Virtus, then there's a little bit of inconsistency, which is shocking. Panathinaikos is clearly a super talented team and should be much better than its record is right now. But when you see that, I'd rather wait till I feel the winning streak is going. And also, Maccabi after the win, I don't think that they're satiated. I think that they're going to be hungry. I think they're feeling that something's starting to come together. So I expect Panathinaikos to win that game, but if I had to choose my coach, I'd stay away there. And also, Adamant is not a cheap coach,
Yes.
so why spend all that money who I don't feel is somebody who's a slam dunk? So I would stay away, but more power to the people who want to gamble.
Sometimes you have to take a big risk to get a big reward.
That is true, but sometimes you can get a big reward also without taking a
Yeah.
big risk. And speaking of rewards, it's time for our weekly feature of Get Featured, Get Rewarded. Here's your chance to join it. Every week we will have this, we have this, people, fans send in their questions, their bold predictions, stories, strategies. We read three every week, one for each of us, and then we respond, and the winners will get rewards. That's why we call it Get Featured, Get Rewarded. You get featured, and then you can get a reward. Rewards could be all sorts of different yearly prizes. So good luck to everybody submitting, and let's see what we have. I guess Arla goes first this week. Our first submission this week is from Iba Lau, and he says, Aswell is my new Albert Berlin strategy. The idea is to get the head coach who plays against Aswell every week. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't argue. I think in most cases it will be a good decision. But even Alba last year, they didn't have a good season. Even then, they won five, six, seven games. You don't want to lose those games. That's the thing about fantasy. You want to win every week, and you want to get the maximum points. And you have the trades. You have the opportunity to do it. So take every round for itself, and don't be too automatic with it.
All right, Vasiliki, I hope we've got a good question coming for you next.
Let's see.
Okay, so this one is from Stav B.
Okay.
And he says, Lorenzo Brown is the best value in the entire fantasy challenge. Last season with Pau, he shared a backcourt with none, and he had a letdown year. Still, in 17 games, he played over 17 minutes. He averaged 15 fantasy points a game. This season, new opportunity in Milano, lower expectations, more minutes, and the desire to prove everyone. It's a shame he is starting the season with a late injury, but in most weeks he'll be one of the most rostered players in the game.
Okay, that's very bold to say. But I don't hate it as a prediction, but right now we haven't seen him really play with our money, so I need to have a little bit more facts. Before he came to Panathinaikos, he was one of Maccabi's superstars and his numbers were great, so maybe if he has the confidence, the role, the minutes, the trust, everything, he might get back closer to these numbers. But so far, we haven't seen him because of the injury. So we have to wait a little bit to see if this bold prediction will become true.
Can I comment on that one?
Of course.
I hate it. I hate it. All due respect to Lorenzo Brown. His last year in Maccabi was a very bad year. It could have been because of injuries. It probably was because of some sort of hip injury. But he was very. It was a subpar year. He contributed very little. People were asking, what is going on with Lorenzo Brown? Now people forgot about that because all of a sudden he got healthy and he had that huge game in the play-in and he played very well in the playoffs against Panathinaikos. But overall, he did not have a full year. And for fantasy, again, we want it every night, not just for 1 month. Then last year he went and he played, as this guy said, 17 minutes a game, and he still didn't quite stand out as an impact player. Sure, it was a loaded team. Now he goes to Milan. It's another year. He's another year older, more injuries. I would be thrilled for Lorenzo Brown if he became an impact player, but I just don't see it happening. The injuries keep coming up. If you find him healthy and in a groove and get him for a couple of weeks, sure, but as a highly rostered fantasy player, I don't know that I would trust him on my team.
Okay, let's see what the question about you is then.
Okay, and for me, the question is from Ben J. Milk. Nadir, I imagine they mean Nadir Hifi. Hi, by the way, hi, Ben. Nadir will be the top scorer of the season, but not a fantasy player. So we've had this discussion. We had this 2 years ago with Marcus Howard, top scorer in the EuroLeague, and a bit of an iffy fantasy player. Iffy, which rhymes with hiffy. The question is hiffy iffy. We've been saying how he's improved his game. He's doing more things. He's drawing more fouls. He's getting more assists. So I don't think he's going to be quite the, you know, if the shot's on, he's going to get points. And if it's not, will he be the top scorer? He could be. He is the go-to scorer on the team that plays the fastest in the league. I would not be surprised at all if Nadir Hifi is the Alfonso Ford Trophy winner, is the top scorer. I don't think he'll be the top fantasy player. I mean, Vazankov has got that right now in an absolute headlock. But is Hifi a player worth having? I mean, Jessica Vasiliki, who dropped Sasha Vazankov from her team so she could have Hifi.
No, that's not what I did. You're mistaking the fact. That's not what I did. I dropped team.
You dropped Nan off your team. That's right. Okay, well, we'll see how this goes in the long term. But I do like Hifi. I don't think he's in that category of the Marcus Howards and the guys who are just scorers that you have to be careful with. But I don't think he's in the categories of the Vazenkovs or the Nuns who Vasilki dropped to have Hifi on their
team. No, but players sometimes do these adjustments. We didn't see Howard do it, but we do see Hifi doing it right now. Kendrick Nunn at the beginning was the same. Look at his stats in his first season with Panathinaikos. His PIR was very low, but with time, with experience, with confidence, he became a great fantasy player. And I think we are witnessing Nadir Hifi becoming the same.
He's a young guy, and he's got he's growing into a big girl. And speaking of young guys, representing all the young guys out there, it's time to say goodbye. It's been the Eastern Mediterranean episode has been absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Arla, for joining us this week. I want to remind everybody to subscribe to the podcast, to watch it, to leave comments on YouTube. I will be checking later on Monday, early on Tuesday. Ask me your questions, whatever you want. Javi also may be in there, but I'll be responding to any questions you have on YouTube channel. Just leave comments and I'll go and I'll answer. It's a tricky week. It's a short week. Games start early on Tuesday. We'll do our best. And the three of us, reach out to us on social media. We're all there. We'll give you whatever advice we can. Good luck to everybody. Good luck, fantasy fans. And we will see you back next Monday.